Good morning. This meeting will come to order. Welcome to the February 20th, 2025 regular meeting of the Government Audit and Oversight Committee of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. I am Supervisor Jackie Fielder, Chair of the Committee, joined by Supervisor Sauter and Supervisor Sherrill. The committee clerk today is Brent Halipa. Our thanks to Sue Enos of SFGovTV for staffing this meeting. Mr. Clerk, do you have any announcements?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a friendly reminder to those in attendance to please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices to prevent interruptions to our proceedings. Should you have any documents to be included as part of the file, they should be submitted to myself, the clerk. Public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak on the west side of the chamber to your right and my left along those curtains. And while not required to provide public comment, we do invite you to fill out a comment card and leave them on the tray by the television chair left by the doors if you wish to be accurately recorded for the minutes. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to the Government Audit and Oversight Committee Clerk, Monique Creighton, at monique.creighton@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment via email, it will be forwarded to the supervisors and also included as part of the official file. You may also send your written comments via U.S. Postal Service to our office at City Hall at 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. And for item number one, in partnership with our Office of Civic Engagement and Immigrant Affairs, we have arranged for Tinky Wong and Arturo Cosenza to assist us in providing interpretation in Cantonese, Mandarin, and Spanish. And we'll provide instructions in language when we open public comment on that item. And finally, items acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda of March 4th, unless otherwise stated. Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, and Supervisor Chan, who is the sponsor. Oh, sorry. Run it back. Please call item number one.
Yes, item number one is a resolution affirming San Francisco's commitment to birthright citizenship as a constitutional right and opposing President Donald Trump's executive order that attempts to unconstitutionally limit birthright citizenship. Madam Chair.
Thank you. Today we're joined by Supervisor Connie Chan, who is a sponsor for this item and will be presenting today. Supervisor Chan, please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Fielder, and thank you, colleagues, for scheduling this item at your committee. As a daughter of immigrant parents and an immigrant, first generation immigrant myself, it is an honor and a privilege to be able to sit with all of you here today as your district supervisor and to hear this item that I wanted to say that allows the community in San Francisco and this body to affirm San Francisco's commitment to birthright citizenship as a constitutional right and oppose President Donald Trump's executive order that attempts to unconstitutionally limit birthright citizenship, a right that had already been affirmed by the Supreme Court almost 125 years ago after a lawsuit by Wong Kim Ark. Wong Kim Ark, I think many of you already know, was a U.S.-born, United States-born citizen who went on a trip abroad in 1895. When he returned, the Department of Immigration denied his admission on the false basis that he was not a citizen of the United States and was ordered to be deported under the 1882 Chinese Exclusion Act. With the assistance of legal representation by the Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association, and sometimes we call them the Chinese Six Company, and the Chinese American community, Wong Kim Ark fought against the unlawful detention and pushed the lawsuit to the Supreme Court, where they ultimately ruled that birthright citizenship applied to all children born in the United States. And I must say, with that ruling, it impacted generations of Chinese Americans and many other immigrants, not just in San Francisco, but across the United States. And that today, that United States and San Francisco can be the robust and vibrant city and country that it is because of many, many immigrants' contribution. But I also want to say, that with that, what is evident to us is that California, with 40 million population, majority really not just that they're first generation immigrants, there are children of immigrants, that we now are actually the fifth largest economy of the world. That tells you something about immigrants and the brilliance of immigrants. So at this time, when the current administration continues to propose policies that threaten the rights and existence of immigrants, I want to remind all of us that immigrants are the foundation of this country and this city. Immigrants contribute to society, they enrich our country with cultural diversity, they bring us music, arts, and for me, of course, great food. They build local and international economy, courage, international trades, and propel this country's economic growth. As a city and that has always embraced diversity, welcoming immigrants, and a sanctuary, it is critical for this body to reaffirm San Francisco values. I want to thank all 10 of my colleagues for their co-sponsorship. Before we go to public comments, or I turn this back to our chair, I just want to quickly mention, colleagues, it is my mistake and I overlooked it, that in critical, while minor, is that the Wong Kim Ark returned to San Francisco from 1894 he returned 1895, not 1894, that is currently as written, page 2, line 7. And so with that, Chair, I am very grateful for you scheduling this, and in advance of that, I also want to thank that I see that there are folks out here today going to make public comments, and I also want to say that let's also recognize the courage that for people who are willing to speak on this today. Because across the nation, and even in San Francisco, that is a sanctuary, people who speak out at this moment, be it workers, be it families, be it immigrants, we know the tremendous pressure that they will have to face, and that's including our allies who speak on their behalf as well. So thank you for coming out to speak. I appreciate your courage and bravery for speaking out. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Supervisor Chan. Colleagues, do you have any questions or remarks? I just want to say thank you so much for introducing this resolution, and thank you all for coming out today to come and support. It's very important in this time that as many communities are being under attack by the Trump administration, that we all come together across different walks of life, across racial and ethnic backgrounds, across class. And so I'm very proud to support this resolution, be a co-sponsor with all of my colleagues on the Board of Supervisors. And this is just the start. We need each other now more than ever. So thank you for introducing this, Supervisor Chan. All right. If there are no other questions or comments, Mr. Clerk. Oh, sorry. Supervisor Sauter.
Thank you, Chair Fielder. I'm really happy to see a strong showing of support from the community and appreciate this being heard in this committee. This is, I think, a moment, unfortunately we're in this moment, but it is an opportunity for us to celebrate Wong Kim Ark, to celebrate a son of Chinatown, someone born on Sacramento Street, and really an opportunity to celebrate that legacy and to make a commitment that birthright citizenship is an asset, it is not a threat, and I know that we're all united, both here and our entire board and city, in saying that. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, if there are no other questions or comments, Mr. Clerk, let's go to public comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We are now opening public comment for members of the public who wish to address this committee regarding this item number one. As mentioned earlier, we do have Tinky Wong and Arturo Casenza joining us today. If they can kindly provide instruction in language, please.
All right. Speakers will have 2 minutes.
Buenos días. Si necesita servicios de interpretación en español, por favor, hagan fila aquí a la derecha. Y tendrán solamente 2 minutos para hablar y yo voy a traducir después de ustedes. Gracias.
大家早晨，而家我哋开放公众发言。如果你想发言嘅话咧，请你过去会议厅嘅右手边排队，唔该晒。
And with that first speaker, please.
Thank you. And thank you, Supervisor Connie Chan, for sponsoring this important resolution. I am Judge Lillian Singh, retired. I'm the first Asian American female judge in Northern California, and I've dedicated all my life to upholding the rule of law. This resolution is not only correct, it is the law of our country. We have to uphold the rules of law because this is what the United States is all about. If we don't, what does that mean to us, to the whole world? It is ridiculous that President Trump thinks he's above the law. No one is above the law. And I stand before you to tell some of the scholars like Zhang Yu who think it is legal. It is not. And we must defeat this crazy idea of our president, like all his crazy ideas, and unanimously support Connie Chan and the supervisor's resolution. Another note, before I became a judge, I specialized in immigration law. I represent a lot of Chinese who were the descendants of illegal immigrants who came to the United States because of the anti-immigration policies of the 40s and 50s. And they became legalized through the confession period. So a lot of the Chinese who came thereafter came legally. Unfortunately, some of our Chinese Americans believe, can I continue? That
you have 30 seconds.
They are legal immigrants and oppose illegal immigrants. Well, if this birthright policy is adopted, they are the children of illegal immigrants as well. So Chinese Americans must really be careful about the slippery road that this leads to, and we all must vote against and support against Trump's birthright policies. Thank you.
And thank you for addressing this committee. Next speaker, please.
Good morning, supervisors. My name is Sophia, civic engagement organizer with Poder. I want to start off by thanking you for your commitment and solidarity to our immigrant communities here in San Francisco. The resolution affirming San Francisco's commitment to birthright citizenship is a reminder to the federal government that cities as influential as ours will not stand by the racist and xenophobic agenda to end birthright citizenship for the children of undocumented immigrants. As a beneficiary of DACA, I know the feeling of not having citizenship in the country that I've called home since I was 3 years old. Ensuring that birthright citizenship is upheld will ensure that individuals are protected and feel safe in the U.S. Us immigrants are here to stay, and we will stand taller with every attack. We hope to have your support. Thank you.
And thank you, Sophia. Next speaker.
Hi, supervisors. I lost my voice. Sophia's going to read our statement.
My name is Amy Aguilera. I work at Poder to inform San Francisco's Latina immigrant communities about their civil and language access rights and to advance our community's civic engagement. I'm a San Francisco resident, and we are here in support of the resolution to protect birthright citizenship. As has been stated, birthright citizenship is the right guaranteed by the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. I am pleased to see that over 20 states and many advocacy organizations have sued to block the Trump's administrative executive order to end birthright citizenship. It is crucial for cities like San Francisco to take a stand. At UCLA's Latino Policy and Politics Institute has stated in the policy paper on the health and social cost of ending birthright citizenship, these actions from the federal administration are heightening the fear and uncertainty in Latina communities, which lead to reduced healthcare utilization, worse birth outcomes, lower public safety net programs, examples, enrollment in supplemental nutrition, assistance program or Medicaid, and economic stabilities. Changes to birthright citizenship would disproportionately impact Latina children, as the UCLA policy brief states. In 2022, 75% of all children 0 to 17 years old with non-citizenship parents were Latino, 4 million children. This has disproportionately impacted on our community because Latina children are the largest and fastest growing population of children in the country. I want to thank you, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors and the City of San Francisco, for your leadership in ensuring all immigrant communities are protected.
Thank you for your comments. Amy Aguilera, next speaker.
Good morning, committee members. My name is Nick G. I am here representing Chinese for Affirmative Action, and we are pleased to be here today to express our support of the city's birthright citizenship resolution and the board's recognition of Wong Kim Ark's critical role in guaranteeing birthright citizenship for all those born in the United States. Wong Kim Ark and the Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association's fight for justice over 125 years ago ensured that every child born in the United States, regardless of race, color, sex, ability, class, parents' national origin, parents' immigration status, are automatically considered U.S. citizens through the Constitution. We are grateful to Supervisor Chan and the Board of Supervisors for recognizing the importance of birthright citizenship to San Francisco and to push back against Trump's draconian attempts to scapegoat immigrants. We must work together to ensure that all immigrants, regardless of status, know they are welcome here and that their rights are protected. Thank you.
And thank you, Nick G. Next speaker.
Good morning. My name is Shuangye Li, and like Nick, I'm an advocate with Chinese for Affirmative Action. And as a first-generation immigrant, I came to the United States 8 years ago. I became working at CAA to support our community after I graduated from college, and I choose to stay and build a home in San Francisco. I'm a resident at District 2 and work at District 3, so really glad to see my supervisors here. And however, eliminating the birthright citizenship would add yet another burden on the immigrants like myself. We not only have to worry about our own complex situations, but also the future of our children. All the educational and social opportunities that comes with being born in the United States should be provided to the next generation. So I'd like to thank Supervisor Connie Chen for introducing this resolution and the rest of the Board of Supervisors for co-sponsoring. So over 125 years ago, Wong Kim Ark and the San Francisco Chinatown community came together to fight for the future and place for all immigrants in American society. And I'm proud to be here today with everyone to continue this fight. So I urge the community here to pass this resolution, and thank you so much for your time and considering.
And thank you for addressing this committee. Next speaker.
Good morning. 我叫 Annie， 系华初会嘅外展员，我住喺三藩市，系一名华裔嘅居民。特朗普总统就职当天就签署咗好多行政嘅命令，其中一项咧系挑战同限制出生公民权。全国已经有20起嘅诉讼，要求认定呢个系违反宪法嘅。总统系冇权同埋冇授权通过一笔勾销改变宪法。超过100年嘅历史咧。 美国宪法第14修正案系赋予在美国领土上出生嘅任何人自动嘅国籍，系离国离民，为咗建立劳动力、建立国家。特朗普推出这些行政命令，系严重影响到各个社区嘅，引发恐慌、伤害移民社区，导致分裂同埋歧视。过去嘅排华法嘅时候咧，对华裔有种族偏见嘅居民。 就用嗰个黄金德嘅案例挑战呢个权利，希望咧毁灭出生嘅公民权。如果今次成功咧，可能会引入出其他修正案，会严重破坏宪法，好多家庭咧会分离。美国系由一个移民建立嘅国家，移民群体贡献巨大。我今日感谢呼吁三藩市政府继续支持移民社区捍卫出生公民权。呢个国家系有规则嘅。
Good morning, my name is Annie. I'm an outreach worker from the CAA. I live in San Francisco and I am a resident of Chinese descent. On the day of his inauguration, President Trump signed several executive orders, one of which was to challenge and restrict birthright citizenship. There have been 20 lawsuits across the country demanding that this to be deemed unconstitutional and that the president has no power or authority to change the Constitution with a single signature. For more than 100 years, the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution has granted automatic citizenship to anyone born on U.S. soil, which is beneficial to the country and the people, in order to build a workforce and build a country. Trump's implementation of these executive orders will seriously affect communities, cause fear, hurt immigrant communities, and leads to division and discrimination. In the past, when the Chinese Exclusion Act was passed, residents who had racial prejudice against Chinese Americans used the Golden Ark case to challenge this right, hoping to destroy birthright citizenship. If successful this time, it may breed other amendment that will seriously undermine the Constitution. Many families will be separated. The United States is a country built by immigrants, and immigrants have made tremendous contributions. Today, I thank and call on the city of San Francisco to continue to support the immigrant community and defend birthright citizenship. This country has rules and a constitution. The president must follow them too.
Next speaker, please.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Kevin Benedicto. I'm a proud Filipino-American, San Franciscan, an attorney, and a member of the San Francisco Police Commission. But I'm also here today as the son of immigrants who fled a brutal dictatorship rife with government corruption and unequal justice to give their children a chance at a better life. They came to America seeking something different, a government of laws, not men. Thanks to them, I was able to grow up and support and defend those laws. Every day, I promise to honor their courage and sacrifices, and today that promise has led me here in unequivocal support of this resolution. Today, I'm also not speaking alone. As a board member of the Asian American Bar Association of the Greater Bay Area, or ABA, one of the oldest and largest Asian American legal associations in the country, I come bearing the voices of our leaders and our members. More than a century of settled constitutional law has established and confirmed birthright citizenship when Chinese American Wong Kim Ark, born right here in San Francisco to non-citizen parents, fought to have his citizenship recognized and prevailed in the U.S. Supreme Court under the 14th Amendment in 1898. A mural of Wong Kim Ark still stands today in San Francisco's Chinatown, and his legacy lives in those in our community, including many of our members who are citizens by virtue of birthright. Today, in the midst of Black History Month, I'm reminded of Dr. King's words, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that." We must bring light and love to the darkness and hate that these attacks on our community represent. We must steadfastly defend our rights, our families, and our community. ABBA supports today's resolution and stands proudly beside those who are fighting to protect the constitutional guarantee of birthright citizenship. I thank Supervisor Chan for introducing this resolution, Chair Fielder for hearing this committee, and all the supervisors for their co-sponsorship. Thank you.
And thank you, Kevin Benedicto. Next speaker.
Hi, good morning. 大家好，我係伍鳳仙，我係一位有兩個孩子嘅移民母親。今日我企喺呢度係為咗支持出生公民權。 因为他维护先法价值，强化社区，并且确保每一个在美国出世嘅孩子都有平等成功的机会。作为喺美国生活嘅移民，意味着面对好多挑战、语言障碍和经济困难。但因为我哋嘅孩子喺呢度国家出世，被承认为公民，呢让我哋充满希望。佢哋能够追求更好嘅机会，拥有稳定嘅未来。出生公民权唔仅仅系一种法律地位。 更系给每一个孩子公平嘅起点，无论佢哋嘅母亲自来边度，都会让我哋咁样嘅家庭无恐惧嘅融入社区，又让我嘅孩子有勇气追求望贡献社区。我希望我嘅孩子能够感受到佢哋属于呢片土地，拥有与其他喺呢度出世嘅孩子同样嘅权利和机会。我恳求大家支持并保护出生公民权，让每一个孩子都能平等嘅成长和追求。
Good morning, everyone. My name is Fenshen Wu, and I am an immigrant mother with two children. I am here today to support birthright citizenship because it upholds constitutional values, strengthens communities and ensure a fair and just society where every child born in the U.S. has an equal opportunity to succeed. Living in America as an immigrant means facing many challenges, from language barrier to financial struggles. But knowing that my children are recognized as citizens in this country gives me hope that they can pursue better opportunities and have a stable future. Birthright citizenship isn't just about a legal status. It's about giving every child a fair start, regardless of where their parents come from. It allows families like mine to fully participate in the community without fear and give my children the confidence to dream big and contribute to the community. I want my children to grow up feeling they belong, and I ask you to protect birthright citizenship so they can have the same rights and opportunities as any other child born here. Thank you.
Thank you, Fenchen Wu. Next speaker.
大家好，我是华初会的，我展员，我叫Christina，是一位单亲妈妈。美国是一个多元化的移民国家，来自世界各地，不同种族的人们共同居住。保留出生公民权对居住三藩市的每一位家长和每户家庭都非常重要。在美国土地出生的孩子是应该有这个权利，是我们宪法所保护的权利。 我是其中一位移民家庭，我孩子出生在美国，我感到非常荣幸。他得到美国出生公民认可，否则我的孩子出生权就不知道何去何从，不知道哪个国家会接纳孩子的出生身份。政府的表示对整个社区来讲，负面的影响非常之大，将增加种族和偏见和歧视。 无数的孩子没有明确的身份，宪法不是一个总统就能够改变的事实。需要通过国会和州份认可的结论。希望我们社区领袖能够继续支持出生公民权，不理家长是什么移民身份，都应该保留国家，保留出生公民的身份和权利。多谢。
Hi everyone, I'm Christina, an outreach worker from the CAA. I am a single mother. The United States is a diverse immigrant country where people from all over the world and different races live here. Preserving birthright citizenship is very important for every parent and every family living in San Francisco. Children born on American soil should have this right, which is a right guaranteed by our country constitution. I'm one of the immigrant families, and my children was born in the United States. I feel very honored that she has been recognized as an American citizen by birth. Without this, I wouldn't know which country will accept my child's identity. Without this constitution, my child would be stateless. As for the Wong Kim Art, in other cases, American courts have repeatedly ruled that those born in the United States should have the rights of American citizen by birth, and this cannot be changed just by saying so. I hope that our leaders can continue to support birthright citizenship, regardless of the immigration status of their parent. The identity and rights of birthright citizens should be retained. Thank you.
And thank you, Christina. Next speaker.
。Good morning, supervisors. My name is Sharon, and I'm with the Chinatown Community Development Center. Chinatown Community Development Center, otherwise known as CCDC's, mission is to build community and enhance the quality of life for San Francisco residents. CCDC is a place-based community development organization serving primarily the Chinatown neighborhood and also serves other areas including North Beach and the Tenderloin. CCDC has many roles as neighborhood advocates, organizers and planners, and as developers and managers of affordable housing. We're committed to the empowerment of low-income residents, diversity and coalition building, and social and economic justice. We firmly support the constitutional right to birthright citizenship and oppose the president's executive order protecting the meaning and value of birthright citizenship. Birthright citizenship is a fundamental constitutional right of the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. This is especially important to San Francisco since the long established legal precedent was founded here in San Francisco Chinatown in the United States Supreme Court case Wong Kim Ark. The executive order is a blatant violation of the constitutional right to birthright citizenship and would be devastating to CCDC's mission and would tear apart the communities it serves. CCDC strongly supports the resolution affirming San Francisco's commitment to birthright citizenship and recommends its adoption. Thank you.
And thank you, Sharon. Next speaker.
Good morning. My name is Ashika Srinivas, and I represent the Asian Law Caucus, the nation's first Asian American legal and civil rights organization. I'm here today to express the caucus's enthusiastic support for San Francisco's Birthright Citizenship Ordinance. Thank you to Supervisor Chan and the San Francisco Board of Supervisors for publicly declaring the importance of birthright citizenship. This is a fight of particular significance to ALC. Our office sits just blocks away from where Wong Kim Ark was born in San Francisco Chinatown. His courage in standing up and bringing forth this legal challenge continues to be an inspiration for all of us. His advocacy would enshrine birthright citizenship as a bedrock of U.S. democracy, that for over 100 years, every person born in this country would be constitutionally guaranteed citizenship. Consistent with Wong Kim Ark's example, the same day that the Trump administration issued its executive order limiting birthright citizenship, ALC joined other advocates to file a legal challenge to stop the administration from implementing it. We are encouraged that the court in this case, and all the courts that have examined the executive order so far, have agreed that the order runs afoul of both the Constitution and federal statutory law. But we can't just rely on the courts. We need to stand up and speak out more broadly in defense of birthright citizenship and against the executive order's dangerous implications. People born in this country may have their citizenship questioned or challenged solely due to their race. We at ALC will continue our work to strengthen and protect the rights shaped by Wong Kim Ark's legacy. Once again, thank you to the City of San Francisco for your leadership in this fight for our constitutional freedoms. Thank you.
Thank you, Ashkes. Srinivas. Next speaker.
Buenos días, mi nombre es Mirna y soy parte de Coleman Advocates. Quiero agradecer a la supervisora Chan y a la Junta de Supervisores por reconocer la importancia al derecho de la ciudadanía por nacimiento. Como madre de tres hijos nacidos en Estados Unidos, sé que la ciudadanía por nacimiento les ha brindado estabilidad y oportunidades. Esta resolución afirma que todos los niños nacidos aquí son iguales ante la ley, sin importar el estatus migratorio de sus padres. Pido al comité apoyar esta resolución para proteger y fortalecer a todas las familias. Gracias.
Good morning, committee members. My name is Mirna. I am a part of Coleman Advocates. I want to thank Supervisor Chan and the Board of Supervisors for recognizing the importance of birthright citizenship. As a mother of three U.S.-born children, I know that citizenship provides stability and opportunity. This resolution reaffirms that all children born here are equal before the law, regardless of their parents' immigration status. I ask the committee to support this resolution, protect and strengthen all families. Thank you.
Thank you, Mirna. Next speaker.
Buenos días, miembros del comité. Mi nombre es Blanca Fabiola Catalán. Soy organizadora de Padres con Coleman Advocates. Y estoy aquí representando a mi comunidad inmigrante. Estoy aquí hoy para expresar mi firme apoyo a la resolución de la ciudadanía sobre el derecho de nacimiento. Quiero agradecer sinceramente a Supervisora Chan y a la Junta de Supervisores por tomar postura y afirmar públicamente la importancia de la ciudadanía por derecho de nacimiento. Los ataques a este derecho fundamental están causando un profundo daño emocional a nuestras comunidades. Como beneficiaria de DACA, sé de primera mano lo que significa vivir en la incertidumbre. Pero mi familia y yo tenemos profundas raíces aquí en este país. Trump está tratando de transformar a Estados Unidos en un lugar donde la unidad familiar, la dignidad y el respeto sean reemplazados por la exclusión, el aislamiento, el miedo y la violencia. Pero hoy estamos aquí para decir que no nos quedaremos de brazos cruzados y permitiremos que eso suceda. Estamos orgullosos de seguir construyendo sobre el legado de Wong Kim Ark, defender y proteger a las comunidades inmigrantes, detener la discriminación racial y afirmar nuestros derechos constitucionales. Pertenecemos a este lugar y seguiremos luchando por nuestras familias, nuestros hijos y nuestro futuro. Muchas gracias.
Good morning, committee members. My name is Blanca Catalan. I am a parent organizer with Coleman Advocates representing my immigrant community. I am here to express my strong support for the city's birthright citizenship resolution. I want to sincerely thank Supervisor Chen and the Board of Supervisors for taking a stand and publicly affirming the importance of birthright citizenship. The attacks on this fundamental right are causing deep emotional harm to our communities. As a DACA recipient, I know firsthand what it means to live in uncertainty, yet my family and I have deep roots in this country. Trump is trying to reshape America into a place where family unity, dignity, and respect are replaced by exclusion, isolation, fear, and violence. But today we are here to say that we are not going to stand by that and let it happen. We are proud to build on Wong Kim Ark's legacy, defending and protecting immigrant communities, stopping racial profiling, and affirming our constitutional rights. We belong here, and we will continue to fight for our families, our children, and our future. Thank you.
Next speaker, please.
Good morning, Trinh Phan, resident of San Francisco. The 14th Amendment is a promise of equality and of what it means to treat people equally. Let's remember the history that brought us to birthright citizenship and support our immigrant communities and support children as they grow up here and help them thrive. Thank you.
Thank you, Trinh Phan. Next speaker.
Good morning, Supervisors. Dean Edo Taylor with API Legal Outreach. Over the 50 years that we've been serving San Franciscans, we've represented thousands of folks from our immigrant communities, the disadvantaged, the underserved. Since the inauguration, every day I wake up more angry than the day before. Angrier and angrier. It's wearing me out. But thanks to your resolution, it's time for San Francisco to show its anger and its leadership in this country. People talk crap about San Francisco all the time, but we are in the forefront of the resistance to these types of policies, and I want to say racist policies, because it's no coincidence that the original challengers in federal court were Western, from the Western states, and they were all Asian Americans. They were suffering under multiple exclusion acts against Chinese, Japanese, and other API races. So it's time for us. I know you're not in Congress yet, but it's time for us to show that resistance starts from our local communities and works its way up. We are at the forefront of many progressive issues in the country, and we thank Supervisor Chan for taking the effort to make this an issue that hopefully people will hear in the rest of the country. Thank you.
And thank you much for addressing this committee. Next speaker.
Good morning, committee members. First and foremost, I want to thank Supervisor Chan for spearheading this resolution and the rest of the board for supporting. My name is Crystal Van, and I'm with Chinese for Affirmative Action. The Trump administration's attempt to revoke birthright citizenship and deny children born in the United States to immigrant parents the rights of citizenship would create a new generation of stateless children. My parents are immigrants, and I'm a citizen of this country due to birthright citizenship. Without birthright citizenship, thousands of babies born in California would be denied access to important anti-poverty programs like CalFresh and CalWORKs, school lunch, and student financial aid. Without birthright citizenship, these children, including myself, will grow without passports, social security cards, access to jobs, and the right to vote. This would perpetuate racial inequity and make them vulnerable to exploitation and lead to widespread economic, social, and political marginalization. Trump's actions are unconstitutional and are an attempt to instill fear among San Francisco's immigrant communities and the rest of the country, fueling racial profiling and stoke anti-immigrant sentiments. Today's resolution sends a message that xenophobia and racist fear-mongering have no place in San Francisco. Thank you again, Supervisor Chan, and the entire Board of Supervisors for your leadership in condemning the president's unlawful actions and uplifting Wong Kim Ark's legacy. Thank you for declaring that immigrants belong here. Thank you.
And thank you, Crystal Van. Next speaker.
Honorable Supervisors, Supervisor Chan. My name is Paula Stock. I'm the Executive Director of the Japanese Cultural and Community Center of Northern California. I want to thank you for authoring this resolution. It's not just symbolic. It's going on record. It's taking a stand that we're not going to take this crap anymore. You know, our tyrannical president is dismantling America, and San Francisco needs to stand up. I'm a little disillusioned that our Democratic Party hasn't organized enough to stand up. I have to restrain myself from swearing, so I'll make this quick. You know, he doesn't care about the Constitution, doesn't care about the Bill of Rights. He's coming after people that doesn't look like him, and San Francisco is at the forefront, and we need to let America know that San Francisco is going to stand up, and we're not going to take this crap. So thank you very much.
And thank you, Paula Saki. And if we have no further speakers, Madam Chair, that completes our queue.
All right, seeing no further speakers, public comment is now closed. I would like to introduce the following amendment that Supervisor Chan asked the committee to carry, which will correct the date in which Mr. Wong Kim Ark returned to the U.S. The amendment is as follows. Page 2, line 7, amending the date from 1894 to 1895. It reads, whereas in 1895, Wong Kim Ark returned to San Francisco. And I now move to amend this item as presented.
And on that motion to amend, correcting the date on page 2, line 7, Vice Chair Sauter.
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Member Cheryl.
Aye.
Cheryl, aye. Chair Fielder.
Aye.
Fielder, aye. We have 3 ayes.
Thank you. The motion passes. All right. And now I move to send this item to the full Board of Supervisors with positive recommendation. Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
And on that motion to forward to the full Board with a positive recommendation as amended, have Vice Chair Sauter.
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Member Cheryl. Cheryl, aye. Chair Fielder.
Aye.
Fielder, aye. We have 3 ayes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 2.
Yes, item number 2 is a resolution authorizing the Office of the Assessor Recorder to solicit donations from various private, nonprofit, philanthropic, and other entities to support the urgent provision of legal services related to the creation and enforcement of immigration laws, regulations, and policies, including litigation and regulatory reform efforts at the local, state, and federal level, and non-legal services and support for the city's immigrant communities, goods and services, including legal services related to defending and supporting LGBTQ plus rights, goods and services, including legal services related to defending and supporting reproductive rights, goods and services, including legal services related to defending existing environmental protection laws and promoting environmental protection efforts, and goods and services, including legal services related to racial equity initiatives, all notwithstanding the behested payment ordinance. Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. And today we are joined by Ms. Holly Lung, who is representing the Assessor Recorder's Office and will be presenting on this item. Ms. Lung, welcome, and please go ahead.
Good morning, Supervisors. Holly Lung from the Office of Assessor Recorders. Thank you so much for your time. Over the past month, and as we just seen in the last item, we have seen direct attacks on the values San Franciscans hold most dear. The item before you eases the requirements around behested payments for 6 months, allowing the assessor some breathing room to fundraise for vital services and programs in response to the federal actions. The freezes, the firings, crackdowns on immigrant and LGBTQ plus communities, as well as efforts advancing racial and social justice. During the pandemic, Assessor Joaquin Torres played a key role in securing donations for critical initiatives, proving the impact of these efforts when the city faced urgent needs. Our office upholds strong ethical standards and does not intend to actively solicit from interested parties. This resolution offers legal clarity, allowing us to respond quickly and effectively without the risk of violating behested payment rules. We understand you might have some amendments to introduce, including additional public reporting requirements to ensure full transparency and limiting the number of individuals who could solicit these payments to 4. We appreciate your input in sharing them with us in advance. We fully support the proposed amendments. All solicitations and donations will be disclosed to the board monthly. Thank you for your time and consideration, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you so much, Ms. Lung. Colleagues, do you have any questions or remarks? All right, seeing none, I have some. Just given the increase in behested payments waivers that the GAO committee is receiving, and given the precedent that we've set by previous waivers requested by the mayor's office and city departments, and in an effort to increase transparency, I would like to introduce the following amendments to the item. Firstly, amending all instances where the waiver would apply to the assessor recorder and employees, to the assessor recorder, the director of policy and government affairs, and the 2 deputy assessors. Secondly, on page 4, lines 7 through 14, require reporting to the Board of Supervisors on a monthly basis. The reports will identify the party solicited or the party who made a donation, the amount of the solicitation or donation, and the interested relationship the party who was solicited or the party who made a donation has with the Assessor Recorder's office. I want to thank Assessor Recorder Joaquin Torres for working with my office on these amendments. Colleagues, my team should have distributed soft copies via email of the specific language of the amendment, and you can also find hard copies in front of you. Are there any questions? All right, seeing no other questions, Mr. Clerk, let's take public comment.
Yes, if we have any members of the public who have joined us today who wish to address this committee regarding this item number 2, now is your opportunity. Madam Chair, we have no speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no one else making public comment is now closed. I now move to amend this item as presented. And on the motion to amend, Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
Yes, on that motion to amend as so read into the record, Vice Chair Sauter.
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Member Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Chair Fielder.
Aye.
Fielder, aye. We have 3 ayes.
Thank you. The motion passes. I now move to send this item to the full Board of Supervisors with positive recommendation. Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
And on that motion to forward to the full board with a positive recommendation as amended, Vice Chair Sauter.
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Member Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Chair Fielder.
Aye.
Fielder, aye. We have 3 ayes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 3.
Yes, item number 3 is a resolution authorizing the mayor, officers and employees of the Office of the Mayor, and officers and employees of the Recreation and Park Department to solicit donations for the renovation of Embarcadero Plaza and Sue Bierman Parks from individuals, nonprofits, private organizations, grant makers, and foundations for 6 months, effective upon approval of this resolution, notwithstanding the behested payment ordinance. Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Ms. Lisa Branson, Director of Partnerships at the Rec and Parks Department, will be presenting this item, I believe. Okay. I'm going to pass it off to Supervisor Sauter for comment.
Thank you, Chair Fielder. This is a project that I am very excited about, very committed to. This Embarcadero Plaza sitting at the foot of the Ferry Building, I think, will be critical to our downtown revitalization and our city's recovery. So I'm very committed to this project. That being said, I wish to continue this item today. We are working with my colleagues, particularly Supervisor Chan. We're very close to getting the scope of this behested payment waiver correct. And so we're asking for a little bit more time to continue that work to make sure that we understand the scope of this, particularly around the mayor's office involvement, Rec Parks involvement. So I wish to continue this item to have that work finalized.
Thank you, and I support continuing this. Seems like there's some things to iron out still, and in particular, how broad this gets, because as I mentioned before, we're getting a lot of requests for behested payments waiver, and you know, in the ones that have come before us, I have moved to amend them to narrow them to just the directors or the mayor himself when it came to other waivers. So I definitely support figuring this out and continuing it. So seeing no other questions, Mr. Clerk, let's take public comment.
Yes, members of the public who wish to address this committee regarding the continuance of this resolution. Now is your opportunity to approach the lectern. Madam Chair, we have no speakers.
Seeing no one else make public comment, public comment is now closed. Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to continue this item to our next GAO meeting.
Mr. Clerk, on the motion, please call the roll.
Yes, and on that motion by Vice Chair Sauter, that this item be continued to the March 6th meeting of this committee. Vice Chair Sauter.
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Member Cheryl. Aye. Cheryl, aye. Chair Fielder.
Aye.
Fielder, aye. We have three ayes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Mr. Clerk, please call items 4 to 15.
Items 4 through 15 are ordinances and resolutions. Authorizing settlements of lawsuits filed against the city and county ranging in the amounts of $30,000 through approximately $2.9 million. Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Let's open up public comment for the closed session.
Yes, if we have any members of the public wish to address this committee regarding the items in the litigation calendar, now is your opportunity. Madam Chair, we have no speakers.
Seeing no speakers, let's. Public comment is now closed. I move that the committee now convene in closed session. And on this motion, Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
And on the motion that this committee enter closed session, Vice Chair Sauter.
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Member Cheryl. Cheryl, aye. Chair Fielder.
Aye.
Fielder, aye. We have three ayes.
Thank you. We will now convene in closed session.
SFGovTV, San Francisco Government Television. Thank you.
Hold up.
What a performance! Let's give another round of applause to Lions Dance Me and all the high school students.
Okay, we are now back in open session. Thank you for your patience. Mr. Clerk, please report on the deliberations.
No actions were taken on the items in discussed in closed session. And it's now, we do need to take a motion whether we'll disclose or not disclose information discussed.
I now move that the committee not disclose the discussions during the closed session. Mr. Clerk, on the motion, please call the roll.
And on that motion, not to disclose the discussion held on any of the items in closed session. Vice Chair Sauter.
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Member Cheryl. Aye. Cheryl, aye. Chair Fielder.
Aye.
Fielder, aye. We have three ayes.
Thank you. The motion passes. And now we need to move to approve these, correct?
Yes.
I move to approve items 4 through 15. And Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
And on that motion to forward the items 4 through 15 to the full board, Vice Chair Sauter.
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Member Cheryl. Aye. Cheryl, aye. Chair Fielder.
Aye.
Fielder, aye. We have three ayes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Mr. Clerk, is there any other business before us today?
Madam Chair, that concludes our business.
Seeing no other business, we are adjourned.